Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and OMG, sexy people. Well, I hope you all had a blessed and busy and love-filled Christmas. As you know, I'm back in Pennsylvania, and it's just been a glorious time in a lot of ways. Thanks to all of you that came to support me at the Circle of Miracles. It was, for me, one of the most meaningful days of my life in this year. The information that came in, the experience of love that was created in that room was enormous. I don't even have any words to put with it, really. How do you describe a totally all-consuming experience of love? Well, I guess I just did. And then time with my family, and not only joyous time with my family, but time with my family sitting down talking about how we could all be more loving toward each other, how we can let go of judgments, how we can, you know, walk the talk in 2016. And really, that's what 2016 is about. I'm celebrated sending out so many buffas to children and inner children throughout the world. We sent buffas to Australia, to Canada, to Japan, of course, all across the United States, New Zealand. Just a great celebration of love for me to do that. So I just really want to focus today on love, because the whole channeled day when I was at Circle of Miracles was, when will we celebrate ourselves as the Christ child of us? They want you to know, by the way, if you're new and calling in for the first time, if you want to talk with the channel, you can ask them any questions. You want to press 1 now so that we can get you in the queue and we know how many people. They want you to know that the lack of love is breaking down our immune system, is creating financial lack, is increasing fear in this world, and it is destroying relationships, marital and otherwise. They want you to know that in 2016, they are urging you to let go of the need for struggle, the celebration of struggle. You can put the word drama in placement of struggle. But if we are living in the vibration of love, we cannot hold struggle. If we are living in the vibration of love, we cannot hold fear and stress that breaks our immune systems down. If we are living in love, we look and see our relationships with the world and with other people through the eyes of love. So the channel actually gave us 14 points of everything that we had to get into alignment to live in the state which will create everything for us in 2016. I wrote them out. They will be in the e-blast that comes out tomorrow. I urge you to print it out and post it somewhere so that this consciousness is in front of us all the time. Some of the highlights from the seminar that they wanted to bring forward for the listeners today is, I don't have to do it myself. And to be clear about what that means, that A, you do have to accept responsibility for the creation of you. That you do have to do yourself. You have to go, this is what I want, and this is the direction of my energy. This is where I want my energy to go. I want myself and every atom that makes me up to know it's under my direction and that I'm directing it with and through divine love. But then the channel also wants us to know and stress, can you receive? Seek and you find. So they want you to ask for assistance, not, okay, I'm going to sit here and wait, tell me what to do. But this is my intention. This is what I want. This is what I'm creating in this lifetime. Now come in. I am asking for the guidance and the assistance in creating this. Okay? And to keep our hearts open. When our hearts are open, it's possible to keep your heart open and still not live in the vibration of love. It's not possible to live in the vibration of love and close your heart. So, bottom line, the simplest, the easiest way is, what would love do now? Where can I experience love in this situation? How can I practice love even though I don't feel like it right now? That's the greatest test. On the e-blast, I urge you to listen to the link that I have, that Abraham Hicks talks about how do you love yourself. And it is everything that we do in the work with our channel, everything. I want to remind you that the next webinar is Train the Brain for Success. This is a very good way and it's a perfect example of how you take the responsibility. You say, this is the way I want it to be. This is my intention for myself. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to do. So we know that we have to recreate brain synapses. We know that, guys. Otherwise, we're at the whim of what was inadvertently or unconsciously taught to us in other lifetimes, in the womb, in our very young childhood. So Dana Wild, and I have to tell you, I love this woman. I love her. She's the real deal. She walks it, she talks it, and she really teaches it. She's an expert on the brain. She's got some really fun ways to show you, and I underline fun, how to easily retrain or create a new synapse. She's got a free gift for you that she wants to give you, and a one-on-one printout. So it's going to be a great empowering way to start 2016. It's January 20th from 7 to 9. You can sign up at imdwallace.com. Train the Brain for Success. It's our first big webinar. I'm also creating a time to do a free webinar for all of you around terrorism. I've been called to do it for a month now, and I just, with all my travels and shooting and everything, the time hasn't been right for me, but in January or February sometime, and this will be free to everyone that is on the email list. Our intention for 2016 is to live love, to live love. So let's set that intention right now. And what does living love mean? Being conscious, bringing yourself back to love, always choosing the more loving way, even when you don't want to. I want to invite you to, I will be doing the first week of Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week. Some pretty interesting stuff is coming through, so I invite you to join us for that. So our intention for 2016 is to live love. We are coming together to commit to let go of struggle, which means accept peace, accept ease, accept love, accept flow. That's our commitment. We are building up our immune systems because a sick person focuses more on sickness instead of living love. We are committing to creating financial flow in our lives. We are committing the opposite of fear is love, to create more love and to bring more love into all of our relationships. And they want me to read. Now, I put this. This was the last e-blast. But hold on. Where did it go? I have so many papers here in my little hand. They want me to reread this to you again. So open your hearts. Go to your love place. Let us lay down our richest selves in the honor of the vibration that creates all the desires of our heart. And we know that's love. Let us truly come to ourselves and proclaim, you are love. You are magnificent. You are the King of Kings that expresses yourself as love for all to feel and acknowledge. Yes. You are, I am, all of that. And I will walk far to rediscover the truth about my own self-worth. Oh, I got to say, it came through me, but that's so amazing. So let's just come together in commitment for all of these things. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. That's what we use just to bring all balance into energy. All energy into balance. And then we claim, I am divine love, because when things are focused through divine love, then we know that all things are brought back into the light, right? Brought back into the light so that we create all of our intentions through divine love. Okay. Can I go to the calls now? I can go to the calls now. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. This little thing is just all over the place today. All right. We're going to start with Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, honey. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year almost.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, I made it to New Mexico, and I'm really happy about that.
Good.
I just noticed since I've been here, I've been like, really tired. I don't know if I'm still keeping on any time. Or...
Actually, Phyllis, I would guess that everybody on the call is kind of really tired. There's a whole bunch of energy moving out, old energy that we're being asked to let go of. There's a whole bunch of energy coming in. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we're becoming really aware of, and it kind of makes us tired to love ourselves because we have to let go of so much old programming. So just everybody, the best thing you can do is relax and chill and just roll with it until January 1st. You'll feel a lot of big shifts then.
Okay, because I'm feeling like I need to be doing a lot of stuff, but, it's just nice to kind of sleep in.
Yeah, and you see, part of loving yourself is honoring your body, and your body is telling you, let's just take some time off and rest. So just give yourself permission to do that. It's part of the plan, guys. Part of the plan.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, you bet. It's interesting because Gabrielle and I were talking about why we've been so tired back here. And your mental mind goes to, well, it's the holidays, and, you know, you don't have to work, and so you let down. But the channel said, no, we're just, everybody's just clearing a lot of stuff. And what came up for you during the holidays is part of the process so that you can move more into divine love. All right, we're going to Tony in New York. Hi, baby.
Hey, Dee, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm a first-time caller.
You're what?
A first-time caller.
Oh, well, good. We like virgin callers. What can we do for you?
Yeah, can I ask you, are there any messages for me, or do I need to be more specific?
Usually they want you to be more specific, but they don't care if you're more specific. So this is the highest message that the channel would like to give you. But give me a song, Tony, any song that comes in.
Any song.
Any song. Get out of your way. Okay, so this is the message for you. And they want you to hear, and they want everybody to hear this loud and clear. Get out of your way, and they will give you the information you are looking for. Whatever your question is, whether it's about money or relationships or anything, if you ask and then get out of your mind, you will be given the information.
Okay, and when you say get out of your mind?
Well, you know, like when I said, give me a song, you immediately go to your mind and start trying to think of a song.
Right.
Right? Okay. So they want you just to get quiet and not care whether you get a song, and they'll give you a song. It'll just pop in. That's what channeling is. It just pops in. So let me know when something pops in.
Oh, right now still?
Yeah.
Oh, the first song I thought was Girl, I Want Your Body from the Jacksons, but that was...
I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone today because I'm out of town, and the connection's a little funky. Say it very slowly for me.
All right. The first song I thought about was, for some strange reason, was Girl, I Want Your Body from the Jacksons, which is like an older song, but that was like... I was trying to come up with a better song, but that was the first song.
No. See? And that... It's not about the song you came up with. It's about the process.
Gotcha.
So that's what happens when we get quiet and we get out of the way. Once we've asked and set our intention, then we get a hit. But what we do with that hit that is channeled to us is then we go to our mind and go, well, there must be something better, or that can't be the answer, or... There's got to be something more I'm supposed to do, right? We go out of trust, Tony. And so the biggest information that they want to give you, is this resonating with you? Can you see that you do that in your life?
Yes.
Okay. The biggest thing that's going to blow open 2016 for you is to get out of your way, hear your guidance, and trust it. Even if you think it's coming from you, because you're the only God on this plane it can come through. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you understand what you're supposed to implement now?
I guess trust my instincts and intuition.
Yes, and like if you want a relationship, you say the intention, okay, my intention is to create a loving relationship, you know, that has great sex and has honor for each other, where we respect each other, where we have a lot in common, whatever's important to you. That's my intention. Now I'm asking all energy, come in and help me create that. And then when you get hits, you got to follow them. Okay, darling?
Got you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And you're not a virgin anymore, Tony. You're part of the community. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it. We can have fun. Miss Patty in Santa Monica, what's up?
Hi. I have a big job on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I would like this to go further. And I don't want to sabotage. So, any guidance?
Okay.
Not.
So, Patty, you've been with us for a while now. You know to
right.
put things in the positive.
I know, and I shouldn't have even said that. I just want to
no.
do really well.
So, you want to do really well. You want. You know, open communication. You want to see that they're on your side and appreciate everything about you. You want to see them that way. You want to see them seeing you as a really positive addition to everything. So you know all the ways you've sabotaged yourself before, don't you?
Yeah, this is someone I used to work for many, many years. And so it's very exciting that they called me back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm...
And why wouldn't they call you back, Patty, if you see
because
yourself...
I never really knew why... I never got the exact answer of why they let me go in the first place.
Okay, and that's not at all important... in any way anymore.
Okay.
Okay? So don't
yeah.
be going to look for an answer for that. Don't bring it up. That's your old story.
Okay.
And you do know, if you look at all of the ways you've looked at other people and people in the business and your fear of them not seeing you the way you want to be seen, you know why you created it on some level. The rest of
okay.
it isn't important anymore.
Okay.
Only that you go in joy and love with the expectation that they're coming in the same way.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Hold on. Is there anything else? No.
Okay.
So the message that Patty's bringing through to all of us is, again, let your stories go. If you've had crummy relationships before, it doesn't have anything to do with why you would have one now. Because if you've had them before, you know what you don't want. So therefore, you know what you do want to create. Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, my love.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that.
I love you.
Happy New Year to you too, darling. I love you too. I love all of you. I tell you, this work, I just am in such gratitude that we get to do this work together. Miss Mary, what's up?
Hi there, darling. How are you?
You look so beautiful.
Aw, thank you. I got to say, you did
us,
too.
Well, thank you. I'll own that. But you
we...
just, I'm telling you, Mary, you looked 10 years younger than me. And sexy. Sexy woman.
Okay, I'll claim that.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank you because it was the most special afternoon that we spent that day, wasn't it? The
I'm
energy of
you,
love
was. Yeah, one of the highlights of my entire year. The morning and the afternoon. And it. There's something about that place that's magical. And
true.
Then when you get a group of people like we had that are all focused on taking responsibility and living the loudest love we can live, right?
Yeah.
It just moved us all, didn't it?
It surely did. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
It was.
Thank you.
You could touch it. You could just reach out anywhere in the air and feel it in a way that was.
Whew. Oh my God! Now see, isn't that what we want for our world? To reach out and literally be able to feel and touch love. Wow. Yeah. Let's just hold that image for a minute. Just everybody, put your hands out with the intention of experiencing touching love. You can go right into it. Are you playing? Yep. Is everybody playing at home? Because if you don't play, you know, rest and give is really hard if you don't put it out there. And that's literally what we want for this year. Right?
Yes. Oh, it's awesome.
Yes, it is indeed. Anything else we can do for you, Beau? I love you, too.
And no, course, just wish you guys Happy New Year. Love to Lanny and to everybody and your family. I love them all.
Yes, thank you. Let's all just send love to each other and love out to the world, especially those people that don't understand love and how to live and touch love, that we call in all energy that wants more experience of that to claim it and reclaim divine love around it. Beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. Happy New Year. Don't get too drunk.
Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Yeah. We, of course, all went out and tide went on afterwards. Okay. We're going to lose. Did you get my email, sweetheart, that Joni, well, we've saved you a special. We've saved you a Christmas special.
Yes, Dee, I got your email. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm so great and fabulous and happy and wonderful and grateful. And we're taking our flight back to L.A. tomorrow. I couldn't be with you last week, you all, because I was literally speaking and giving the service at Circle of Miracles. So what can I help you with today, Ms. Luz?
I want to know what is the highest answer for me regarding moving forward with what I say I'm going to achieve, or in another word, doing what I'm saying I'm going to do. Because I see myself, as you mentioned, a struggle. I can see myself like moving myself forward and then pushing myself back with my own thoughts. Not supporting myself, and this is I want to know what is behind that.
Well, Luz, you know how the work works, and if you just explained that as well as you did to me, then you already know what you're doing.
I don't know, but I want to know why am I holding to that. Into this game, let's put it this way, or into this drama?
Because we have been taught that struggle is something that's awesomely fabulous to rise above. That struggle and the drama and winning over that makes us better people, makes us more godly, makes us more powerful. And so the way that we have learned to gauge how powerful we are is by how much struggle we can create and crawl out of.
Is that what the channel's saying?
That's exactly what the channel's saying. And
interesting.
What's interesting for you to know is that my brothers and I have been tracking stuff. We see patterns that are the same in all three of us, in our health and in our business. And I got my two brothers together. Holy hell, hold on. Wow, I just got hit with a big, they said, no, you're three brothers. Now, I know my mother had a miscarriage. They're asking my miscarried brother that I never met is asking to be included in this. So I am taking a huge jump, and asking all of you to bring in anyone that you might have shared a genetic thought of struggle with. It doesn't have to be a family member. It can be anyone that you said, okay, look how much we have to struggle. Look at this. Let's believe in the struggle. Let's celebrate ourselves when we can get out of the struggle. So we're asking all energy, what's the opposite of struggle to you, Liz?
Joy, happiness. Like, I see myself when I'm positive, when I got that energy, that I feel like I can get it, I'm doing it, and I feel like completely open, completely in joy, completely in happiness. I'm just doing it. It's like my mind is, I'm an engineer, and my mind is like completely just creating. That will be my best state of being.
Okay, and so totally open flow.
Yes.
Right? Flow of divine love. Those are the highest words. So for all energy that wants to participate, and the channel is yelling at me, even parts of ISIS want to contribute and participate here. That we are even parts of ISIS, the terrorist group, are yearning for this ease and effortlessness and lack of struggle through divine love. So any and all energy that wants to participate in this, we are claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. We are claiming and asking for peace, love, and flow of divine love. Now all energy, come in, create this with us, play with us, support us. And Liz, I really, really want you to listen to the link on the e-blast from Abraham Hicks tomorrow, because it's entitled How to Love Yourself. And the very things that you're telling me you're doing are the things that are keeping you from practicing self-love. So I know I want to do something, and then I allow myself to go ahead and think all the thoughts that don't allow me to do it or that sabotage me doing it. Or I say what I want, but then I don't choose to take action. Or I say I'm living in love, and then I go right into judgment. It was great. At the end of the talk,
yes.
At the end of the talk on Sunday, I was supposed to take some question and answers, and the talk was this amazing experience of love and following our own star and worshiping ourselves as the God we are. The first woman that raised her hand said, look, I am love. I practice love. I live in love all the time. But these damn politicians, what do you do about them?
Say that again.
But these damn politicians, what do we do about them? And I said, okay, we'll stop there. As soon as you said that statement, you left the state of love. Do you understand?
Yes. Like, one thing is, so my mother, I hear my mother all the time. Well, this is basically part of her talking. We don't come to this. We come to this life. Basically, the word is to struggle.
Yeah. Well, and that's what a lot of religions teach you. A lot of religions, that we're sinners and we have to struggle. We'll never get out of it, but at least we can get a little better.
But I get upset
and
when she says, instead of, you know, understanding it.
Well, what you have to understand is that it's a lie.
Okay.
That you don't have to struggle. In fact, it's a lot harder to deny the greatness of who you are than it is to accept it.
Yep. And that's why we're struggling.
So, who's the only person that cannot struggle in your life?
Myself.
Yep. And when you know that that's the final answer for you to be winning how to be a millionaire in your life, that's the final answer, is the responsibility is me. So every time I hear myself think a thought that doesn't support what I want, I'm going to bring myself back to the thoughts that do.
And I do, and that's my struggle. Well, I found this in my drama or whatever.
Yes. So that's what we're all being invited to let go of this year, sweetheart.
Yep. Thank you, dear. Okay. I love you so much.
I love you so much, too. Happy New Year, baby.
Abundance, joy, and fun this new year.
You bet. All of us. That's
okay,
our commitment.
Bye-bye.
To ourselves and to each other. Bye-bye.
Yes.
All righty. Miss Ann in Georgia. What's up, sweetheart? Hold on, let me get you on here.
I love you. I had one of the most loving Christmases, talking to my four granddaughters and just spreading love around and trying to help them to see. They're 17-year-old teenagers. That'll give you a good picture. And they create, and I gave them the challenge of letting go of all complaints and criticism for a day. And only one of the four grandchildren took it. But when I talked to her on the phone, her voice is just flat. So, they're actually going to come visit me this summer, which is good, in the new house. So I'll believe it when I see it. But I'm just loving them and letting them go through what they go through and give
them. Okay, but Ann?
Yeah.
Ann? Yes. You've got to love them no matter what, with no expectation. We're letting go of expectation. Expectation will screw you up every time.
I have
but
done that. That's why I'm not guiding them as to how to do it. I just gave it a challenge, and I let them do it. And I'm doing the same with myself when I get into funky moods. I just am loving wherever I am.
Beautiful. And they want to catch you on one little phrase that you said.
Okay.
I'll believe it when I see it. They went. Now, Ann, you know you got to believe it before you see it because you know, you got to believe it and see it into three-dimensional reality.
Yeah, well, I do really believe that they are going to come this summer, and that's an old habit to say that.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't say it, period. I got it. But that's shitting on myself again.
I think there's just... You know, they just caught you so that they could teach a lesson and remind everybody.
Okay.
You have to believe, and you have to see what you want. And
yeah,
then
I keep coming and us
it
having
comes
a wonderful
into your
time.
Reality.
That's how I'm picturing it. And then when the two younger ones come, we're going to have a wonderful time, too. Yeah.
And they also want to give you a piece of information that in one of your granddaughters, you won't see it for many years, but the seed that you sowed during this holiday season was well planted.
That's in one of the twins, isn't it? I planted a good seed in each of them. One of them is the people pleaser, and she's learning to be less of a people pleaser. And the one that's the free spirit, that's the one I don't expect to see it for a while. Yeah.
That's true. But when you do see it, you're going to see it in the biggest way in her. So not to lose faith.
Got it. Thank you. Because she's been my... Yeah, I've been connected to her deeply from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, and she absolutely shifted this Christmas, but you're going to see it big time in something that she does for the world. More than 5, but less than 10 years from now.
Wonderful. That's very helpful, Dee. Thank you, because I
love
her much, and I want so much to help her as I see her struggle with sleep and with just life. But she's doing well in so many ways, and yet she's not happy. And I can identify with that because she does the moods just like I do.
Well, she's kind of happy, struggling to be happy. Liz kind of really said it. For you and her, okay, and for all energy that wants to participate, let's just know that being happy is easy. We don't have to struggle to keep ourselves
my happy
in a state
days,
of happiness.
You know, I just, it is so easy. I mean, there's no thought, there's nothing. And now when the other days come, I just like today, I'm still sitting in bed, and I let Rudy bring me breakfast, and I'm just enjoying what I'm enjoying and just letting everything be okay as it is.
Yes, boy.
And that was so helpful to hear about that, because I'm actually sleeping well now, but I'm still feeling the tiredness. And so that was really helpful, what you said with the very first caller, that it's just this time. Yeah, that was extremely helpful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, just accept it and roll with it, guys, because literally on a cellular nature, on a cellular level, on an atomic level, we are being reprogrammed and restructured. And so we have to allow ourselves to rest in order to create that. Okay?
Yeah, because I did a deep dive today down through the depths and came back up, you know, and I just, if I have to do that, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Okay, and so allow those periods to become shorter and shorter.
They are, yeah. Instead of a whole day, I can go down there and I realize the energy that needs to be released that I've pushed down for a long time.
Yeah, good for you, honey. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and same to you. And I just every time I hear about Doylestown, I remember I want to come back this spring. Had it not been for all this stuff, I would have been there this winter.
All righty. Well, you know, divine timing. We'll do it.
Yes, divine, and I'll divine in everything. Right. Thank you. I love you.
All right, sweetheart.
I'll be in for a session one of these days.
Okay. Well, you guys, you've got till December 31st.
I've bought them. I just haven't used them.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody, until December 31st, you can still sign up for the private sessions. We're not taking any. After December 31st. Thanks, Ann. Much love to you, baby. Karen in Canada, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to Stephen and this whole community. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your little bopalopala bear. My little granddaughter loved that.
Oh, good. We got to play with my great nephew, and he just had a ball with it. So thank you for that feedback. I love that.
It was a beautiful moment. Yes, very cute and cuddly. And she's a wee tiny little thing. So for her, it's perfect because she's got to be big in her little world.
Yeah,
it's been an interesting, we lost her father-in-law this year. I just wanted to share this. It made me laugh. My mother-in-law was sitting there and she got her words fumbled. And she was trying to say something. I still don't quite know what she was going to say, but it just produced such a belly laugh. And every time I think of it, it just chuckles. And I looked at her and I said, that's my mantra for 2016. What came out of her mouth was, if you wake up and your lips are above your knees, you're doing good. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, but what a great analogy for life. As long as our lips are above our knees, we're all good.
Yeah. You bet. And then we, you know, we at least have dominion over what comes out of them then. So.
That was so cute. It was that moment of, you know, everybody was feeling so sad and melancholy and that just broke the ice, and I said to her, I'm an artist. I will be painting that. I'm going to live by that. My lips are above my knees, though. I'm all good.
You know, somebody at the end of my talk, came forward and said one of her friends, they were talking about love, and she created a bumper sticker and put it on her car, and it says, "Love is louder." And I just love that, you know. That's love's louder than hate, love's louder than worry, love's louder than, you know, judgment and unforgiveness. It's just louder while it can be the quietest thing on earth. Yeah. You know,
well, and when people are in their challenges, it's funny, you know, you can try to be the light, you can, you know, they'll come to you, you know that they're coming to you, but, you know, when you're in that moment, you don't want to hear words, right? So the simplest, quickest advice that I've learned for myself, too, and that I've said to others that have surrounded me that are going through their challenges, is it's as simple as, in every moment, what would love do?
Yes.
That's it.
You bet. And that comes from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. In the final analysis, there is only one question to ask. Hate or love? What would love do now? Beautiful. Thank you, darling. Much love
Thank
you for the new year.
God bless you. Love you all. Have a
Bye-bye.
Wonderful New Year's. Bye.
Yes, you too, baby. We're going to make it that way, aren't we? Everybody say yes. Okay, everybody just take a moment and go, I love me. I'm awesome. I'm magnificent. I am so powerful. And I'm sexy. Did you say it? And I'm sexy. I'm sexy and I know it. Okay, we're going to Miss Kim in Arizona. Hi, baby.
Hey, how you doing, Dee?
Good. What's up?
Happy New Year. Happy belated Christmas.
Yeah, I know. We're just celebrating fools, and I like it that way.
And what's wrong with that? I think nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. You know, I've got a sign in my bathroom that says, until further notice, celebrate everything.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. What can we do for you?
Well, in my last session we had, you talked about letting go of the story with my mom and all that. And I am curious, what's the channel think? How am I doing with that? Because I'm really working on it.
Yes, you're doing great with it. They just like you to play with it a little more. You know,
play
guys,
play.
You said, I'm really working on it. Those were your words. And, you know, if you've had loved ones cross over, play with them. We want to make it so serious and so solitary and so, oh, I've got to rise above it, you know. And they just, you know, Kim, they're just saying if we would all just play with them on the other side more. They love our prayers. They love our good wishes. They love involving us in the healing work and bringing stuff into balance. But, you know, like we all got around and talked to my mom, who was on the other side. And gosh, Mom, we remember when you put the cigarette in your mouth and flipped us all off and we all took a picture, right? Because she was in the drama, so she would do weird stuff. And we remember all the times, you know, you make those great, wonderful wisecracks and play with them. Have more fun with the people on the other side because they're saying you just take it all too serious. And this is for all of us.
Wow, I'm about ready to start crying at that one because,
Let's just lighten up about everything, Kim.
Yeah. Well, I was about trying to get the words out, but Mom was so damn serious about everything. Every once in a while, you know, she would, laugh about something, but wow.
Yeah, but it's not that way when they're on the other side. They look back and go, my God, I wish I'd lightened up.
Yeah.
You know, so joke with her now. Yeah, Mom, you know, you didn't have a lot of fun when you were here. Let's have some now. Pour me a little glass of wine and come and have a little glass of wine with me. You know, whatever it is that you can lighten your own energy on behalf of those that have crossed over.
Okay.
And now they're showing me my dad, even those who left in a really traumatic way.
Yeah.
They need the humor. They want the humor. This is the first time I've ever been given information that's specific like this. But it makes a lot of sense to me. If I was on the other side and my body was gone and I wasn't dealing with all the challenges and the quote-unquote struggles. Oh, so they're going, could we let go of the struggles over here too? Sure. I am divine love for everybody on the other side. Yeah. So, and just creation, guys, what we're working on, creation is easy. But not if you and Luz and all of us keep going, oh, it's so hard to live consciously. It's so hard. Then we create our own struggle. We got to let that go. All right, baby?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Love you.
Okay, love you too. I'll talk to you sometime in January.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, Jeannie, you got just a few minutes here, but I wanted to get you on. What's up?
Well, I have sort of been drifting because I had a cat on my lap giving me loads of love through her paws in my palm. And everything you've said is true.
Yeah, they just keep saying, hold on to your hat, 2016 is going to be awesome. It will be much more awesome the more conscious we are.
That's right. And the title given to me 3 or 4 days ago for the January blog is Be Ye Like Little Children.
Yep. And, of course, the most famous little child was the child in Bethlehem. Can we be like him? Can we let all the wise people of the world come to honor us? Can we all know that we have a star?
Yes.
That people are looking at and going, wow, what a bright, shining star they are. That's what I want for all of us in this community.
But we are all them. They are all us, and we are all him. And we are all source, and we are all everything.
Yes, and if we don't know it, we don't experience it.
That's right.
And we want to live the experience that. So we're claiming that for all of us in this new year. It's great to hear from you, honey. Thank you.
And I received all your kisses, even though I couldn't get there.
Yes, ma'am, we did. We sent you back to summer.
I know. I was there, you know, in spirit.
Of course.
Spirit, too. I love you all. Have a wonderful one.
Love you, too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lynn, we've only got 2 minutes, baby, but I wanted to thank you for your beautiful call at Christmas and your beautiful message you sent me. All of you, I heard from so many of you via text and email and calls, and oh my God, it was overwhelmingly loving for me to hear from all of you. So Lynn, we really have 1 minute. Can I help you with anything in that short time?
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, you're so welcome, and it explains everything that I've done in and out of that a little bit, and I've thrown a few things in my way. And acting and producing, what do I need to do?
You need to love it again, they're saying. It's become a struggle. Oh, my God, how can I make it happen? How can I? Guys, whatever you want to create in 2016, you've got to fall in love with it. Just like if you want to create a relationship with a beloved other. All right, Lynn, stop doing whatever you're doing. Thank you.
Okay.
If you want to create anything in 2016, you've got to fall in love with it, fall in love with a beloved other. You want money? Love money. You want a healthy body? Love a healthy body. You know, you want a relationship, love an empowering, beautiful, respectful relationship. Don't try not to create the BS of the past. That's not how you're going to fall in love with everything, and everything will fall in love with you.
Mm. That's beautiful.
Yep, and it's a perfect close to this show that's been mostly about love. And again, the channel's statement to us for 2016, live love. Don't talk about it. Don't study it. Don't tell other people about it. Live love everywhere you go. Reach out and touch it, because love's louder, guys. Love's way louder. I love you, Lynn. Thank you.
I love you. Thanks.
All right, guys. Trying to get to everybody. We have some great things. Everything you're saying got answered today. So if you didn't get on the call, ask yourself, how did my question get answered? And then shut up and they'll tell you. So until we meet again, oh my gosh, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Do you know that the next time we meet, we will be beginning the birth of a new year, a new us, a new hope, a new dream, a new creation. Love yourselves into 2016, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.